We've actually got people here who said that you are the person that woke them up.
Really? Well, that's interesting, yeah. Because I wasn't even trying.
You know, isn't that great? You don't have to try.
Well, I mean, my intention's different, but I can see why it would wake people up anyway, regardless. So some people go out with the intention to wake people up. You ever gone up to somebody who doesn't believe you and try to repeat yourself and come up with this information, that information, when they just trust you and they just don't really care anyway, and you know that they don't, but you still keep talking anyway, and you wind up getting frustrated and full of hate and full of spit and vinegar, and then you wind up getting really, really angry with life itself, and then you wind up getting really depressed, getting angry with all your friends and family and everything like that, because they're effed off with you because you won't shut the frack up once in a while. All right. It's that kind of thing that I'm trying to get rid of. It takes about seven different people, mind you, telling you the same thing before it'll sink in. So truthers have got a really bad idea of going up to a person and then trying to say something seven times in order to get it to sink in. Doesn't work that way. No wonder everybody hates you. No wonder your family doesn't talk to you anymore. No wonder you stop getting invited to Christmas. You know? I mean, come on. Being a truther is real hard. Don't make it harder on yourself. Yo, you've got to remember what you used to be before you started learning the truth. You got to remember what you used to think about society, and just remember that other people think about society that way still. They haven't watched 100-something documentaries on YouTube yet, bro. You can't expect the world of them. After all, if somebody come up and treat you the same way that you're now treating people, you probably would have clocked them, wouldn't you? Missing teeth.
Nah. I don't think you know me, Vinny.
I'm just generalizing, of course, because
I know.
You just got to have fun with it, eh? You know, I mean, after all, why not have fun? It's just the end of the world.
Well, the funniest thing about it, and I use the word funny, you know, meaningfully, is that when one laughs at the psychopathy that's going on, that's being allowed, that's being consented to, it's feckin' hilarious. It is funny. And they hate being laughed at.